Good day. Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. WestchesterTalkRadio.com. I'm John Marino, and we are produced by Sharka Creative, made possible by Robeson Oil, the house that service built. By Hightower Westchester, managing your wealth through a fiduciary standard, and by White Plains Hospital. Here on the Sports Report, we spoke with Fred Singleton, the meet director of the annual Glenn D. Laux High School Track and Field Games over at White Plains High, held every year in early May. Now, as our annual tradition here on Westchester Talk Radio the past few years, we also bring back to us the treasurer for the Laux Executive Committee, the Board of Directors, Dana Comfort. Dana, first of all, thanks for coming back with us. Great to see you again this year. You are a major player in what goes on at Laux every year. Before we get into the money portion of what you do and what Laux does and needs, give us a little overview again, like Fred did, of what the games are about. 55th annual to start.
This is one of the great White Plains events. I've been in White Plains about 40 years. My kids went to all through the schools there, and this is really one of the pride of White Plains to bring, you know, 3,500 athletes from all over the Northeast and Canada. It's just a great thing that White Plains puts on, and it's I love being a participant because it's all volunteer, and it's a real community event. Takes about 150 donors. There's a committee of about 25 of us that are on the board. Then there's the entire track team, which is probably 130 kids. And then the officials, there are probably 40 of them that make this go and make an official track meet. It's really a well-done meet. And, you know, it's just a great thing to attract all these young athletes to this regional meet in White Plains every year.
It's basically one of the top meets in the country, no doubt about that, basically along the lines of the Penn Relays. You know, you get a lot of high school kids in the Penn Relays, and we get the top high school talent from the Northeast and around this country and into Canada and down into the islands, the Caribbean, and beyond. It takes so much money, and I hate to put it in those terms. It takes so much money, but it does take a really good amount of money and funding to make the games go, to make them possible every year. As I pointed out to Fred, sometimes I get people who say to me, hey, John, and I am a committee member, have been since 1989, so I know what it costs. And I've had people say to me through the years, hey, John, $10,000, $20,000, what does it take to run the game? And I say, you know, if you got a spare 10 or 20, come and drop it off with us because we could use it. It's a heck of a lot more than that. Run us through what it takes to run, to put together, to put on the Laux games every year.
It's a $100,000 proposition to put on a meet for 3 days in May. And about 50% of that is raised through donations, and the other half is raised through entry fees paid by the high schools that are sending their athletes. All the athletes must be sponsored by the high school. So there are a good number of us who raise money for the high school. The Rotary Club of White Plains has been there for all 56 years, I believe, raising money. They raise a huge amount, and then Fred Singleton has a lot to do with it, but many of the board members contribute one way or another as well. So, and we start that usually in January each year to reach out to about 150 donors, and we have businesses and individuals who are supporting us. So it's a great thing, a mm-hmm. real community event.
And our good friend Charlie Goldberger spearheads what the Rotary does in White Plains.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's great. You know, he's got a lot of businesses. They sponsor the dinner that on Friday nights that feeds 800 athletes. They do the 5K race on Saturday morning before the meet starts. And they're big supporters of, you know, the Glenn D. Laux track and field games.
Charlie's a prominent area attorney, has been for decades. I get the impression sometimes that he'd like to be the guy who wins that 5K race every year. But he's so into it, it seems. And like my father says to me, when I go out and do public address at a high school basketball, football game, whatever, soccer, lacrosse, my father says to me, the problem is you still think you're 15. Go dive for a loose ball with a 15-year-old kid and see how you come up out of that now. So, but honestly, you know, and his dedication to the 5K, especially, and so much of everything else he does and getting that Rotary to do what they do every year. Might say that the Laux committee, the Laux games, it would be much harder for the committee and the games to do what the committee and the games do without Charlie and everything he does.
Oh, yeah, Charlie and, well, the entire Rotary Club, they've been behind it for so long, and it's makes all the difference with getting this meet behind. They advertise it, and it's a lot of volunteer effort. So, all the credit to those guys.
Who are some of the key contributors around the community and beyond?
We have a number of businesses, but Brian Dunphy is a big contributor.
White Plains alumnus, right?
Yeah, he's definitely an alumnus. About 20 years ago, he went to high school with my kids, so we know him well. He lives out in Long Island. Apple Bank, White Plains Hospital. We've had hospital for a special surgery there. Yeah, so we've had just a lot of participation.
As we continue to come out of the pandemic, we try to live life kind of like we did before early 2020. Do you see community groups, community organizations, and businesses especially, besides individual contributions, getting back to the level of what they did for our communities before the pandemic hit? Has this been a slow turn for these businesses and corporations to get back into it again?
We've gotten a great response. Last year, we raised about 5,000. This year, I think we're going to raise, maybe 65,000 in donations. So, Wegmans has been there, and we have other support as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you get the impression that, and I know we got away from this for a while with our businesses and companies and corporations. In the 90s, it seemed like you could walk into an area business and say, hey, we need a few bucks for a Laux, and they'd kick in. And then there seemed to be that lull with the Great Recession, where this happened to be contributing to community groups and organizations and events, one of the things that got cut, unfortunately. Do we seem to be back to the point where companies know that I hate to use the term have to, but maybe we should say where they realize they should expand their community footprint by getting involved in events like Laux?
We've had a great response. I would think 5 or 6 years ago, our donations were like $15,000. So now we're at $60,000. So it's been a huge increase over the last three, 4 years, where we're getting support from the community. And we don't have a major sponsor, that's kicking in, 20 or 25,000. There's nobody like that anymore. I understand they used to have some of those 20 years ago. But now it's more spread out. But we're getting a very good response. We let people know, and there's more of us reaching out to the community, and we've gotten a very positive response from the community on this stuff.
Dana Comfort is the treasurer for the Glenn D. Laux Executive Board, the executive committee that puts together the Glenn D. Laux track and field games every year at White Plains, I-55th annual. This year, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, May 11th, 12th, and 13th. And keep that in mind, obviously, it's a Thursday through Saturday event, not Sunday. And the way it's put together, it's interesting, where the opening ceremonies don't occur until we're a little bit into the meet, for example, this year. I guess we'll be honoring the top 20 events of all time throughout the history of competition.
Oh, yeah, right. That'll be fun.
History
yeah.
of lobs. How do you pick from something like that? Like,
I don't know.
They're like 2000, right?
I guess a committee of the board members at Laos got together and reviewed, you know, all the great performances from the past 55 years and picked out. And many of these people who are involved with Laos have been around since the beginning, such as Fred and people like yourself. You remember some of these performances. And it was a great process to go through. And we've had some spectacular performances. And so it'll be good to reminisce about some of those things that happened on Saturday. I think they'll be talking about them during the opening ceremonies, which happened in the middle of the day.
As we honor the great events, obviously the great athletes, and let's not forget the great coaches through the decades also too, who bring their teams from near and far to make Laux happen, what Laux does, what Laux is about for the community. As time moves on here and we move on into the future and the games continue to, after 55 years, to grow and progress the way they have, is it possible that we could see more of the community getting involved, that maybe there can be an expansion from a business standpoint to most of the sponsors are White Plains area, White Plains based? I look at Laux as more of a community, and we know it's a regional event too. Would be great if we could get some people from the Armonks, the Harrisons right next door, the Mount Kiskos, the Ossinings from all around the area, because kids from all of these schools come to Laux, make Laux what it is. And like I said, to me, it's a wide-ranging community, not only even a county-wide event, but a regional, as we know, event too.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we do get a lot of support, and it is mostly from White Plains residences or people went to school at White Plains High School. But I find it's fairly easy to raise these funds that support this. I mean, it's reach out from about 10 members of the Laux committee that do this. But the response has been great. So we're not struggling to raise money for this event. So I'm optimistic about the future. And I think we'll even get a major sponsor here in the next couple of years.
Yeah, I think, the fact that there has not been a major sponsor for decades, basically, the fact that so much money is raised and in the kitty every year shows you how much the community supports this event, because maybe not nickels and dimes, but maybe for some people, their contribution might be nickels and dimes. And we obviously appreciate every penny that comes in. But it shows you how the community has gotten together to support this event through the decades, especially without somebody who might kick in 50, 60,000 right off the top.
Yeah. It's just a great thing, because it brings together kids from all different walks of life, from the suburbs and the inner city and the rural community. We have a lot of kids from upstate that come, and you get exposure to a lot of different people while you're at the game. So it's great that way.
I pointed out to Fred, and I know I mentioned this last year, my cousin over at Shoreham Wading River on Long Island, he's the point guard on the basketball team. Important football cog there too. His name is Ezra Johnson. He was supposed to take part in Laux last year. Something came up, so he wasn't able to come. Not sure if he's coming this year. I was supposed to check yesterday, but I know the team is. So I hope my cousin Ezra is able to come this year. And I told Fred too, I will not be stupid enough to challenge him to a race on the track there.
I agree.
I hope he just shows what he has out there if he comes.
Yeah, it's we get a lot of good athletes out there, and as I like to say to some of the sponsors, the track is the most popular sport in high school of all the high schools. It has most participants every year of any sport, including football, which has a lot of participants. So it's just a great way to get a lot of kids involved.
Some people say to me, John, you know, sports has been basically your life since the day you were born. What's so important about it? What do you learn? What do you take from sports? And this is from some non-sports people I know, very successful people I know, who have never really been that involved in sports, maybe a little bit, and found they think it wasn't for them. I try to tell them, yeah, it was. Maybe you could have utilized it in a different way. What is it about sports that teaches us about life?
I think exactly the same way. I think just it's a great way to get some experience about, you know, effort and the appointment and some highs and some lows. You get the experience, all those things in kind of a healthy environment. And it's great to be part of a team. There's just so many good aspects to it. You know, it's good for your health, good for your mental health. It's just a great thing to be a part of growing up. Now, I was very appreciative. I got to participate in many sports growing up, and I still want to participate. So this is, you know, perfect for me. It meets a lot of boxes. It's, you know, very athletic, a lot of people involved in White Plains, and it's great to be a part of it.
Again, I'll go back to what my father said to me. You still think you're 15 and you think you're going to get out there with the kids. So go dive for a loose ball with one of them, a 15, 16-year-old. See how you come up out of that.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's great for us to be involved the way we are with the sporting world and to be part of it. And like I tell some of the kids at some of the schools where I work, you know, I just checked. I found I have a game or two eligibility left. So if you need somebody, give me a jersey. And one of the teams did, matter of fact. They gave me a jersey with a number on it.
Great.
Teams out on Long Island, Bridgehampton. He said, here's your jersey. Here's your number. They gave me number 9. I said, think you're a big shot? Maybe we'll need you one day. You got a little eligibility?
Great.
If you show up with the jersey on, you're on the bench. You just might get in, wise guy. So,
I've been lucky enough to hand out some of the awards on the award stand after the races, and it's you can just see, you know, how proud these guys are and women of, you know, being up there on the award stand, you know, because it's paid off for them, and I think it's very satisfying. And you know, I'm glad to be affiliated with these athletes.
And as one of the people who hands out the awards, when you hand those awards out, I know you feel the energy from those who have just succeeded greatly.
I think they're all proud to be up there. And even if it's raining hard, they're, you know, they are proud to be up on that award stand. You know, even they're not the top runner or the top thrower, you know, it's got to make them proud, and they seem to be pretty happy.
And I think every student athlete who comes to Laux knows that even in the earliest of heats and prelims, you have to bring it. You got to bring your best 100%. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going home. You're done. What did you come for at that
point? Uh-huh. Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure for a lot of the athletes, you know, if they do their personal best, you know, it's been a great day. Yeah.
Right. And this is great recruitment tool for the athletes. No doubt about that, because the scouts from colleges come, they are watching, they get the tapes, and this is one of the key events for an athlete to take part in. Glenn D. Laux Track and Field Games, 55th annual, May 11th, 12th, and 13th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Dana Comfort is the Laux committee, the executive board's treasurer, has been for a number of years now. Dana, for anybody who would like to take part financially and pick up a few bucks and throw in whatever they might be able to do or feel like they would like to do, what should they do?
Oh, thank you. Great. Well, the pitch is you can go to www.thelauxgames.org, and there's a donate button there, and you can use your credit card through PayPal to send us a donation. We would very much appreciate it. And thank you. Yeah, that's great.
Yep, every buck counts, or like we said, we do appreciate every penny that anybody might be able to put in for the Laux Games. Dana Comfort, great to have you with us again, and enjoy the weekend of May 11th through the 13th. I know you will.
All right, thanks so much, John. It's been a pleasure to be on here with you.
And Dana, thank you for all you have done and all you do for the Laux Games. You have to be just right up top of among the most important people who make these games what they are and what they mean to the community of White Plains and beyond. And we thank you for that.
Easy job.
You make it seem easy. It's not. I know that. Raising that kind of money. Yeah, some work that's involved with that, no doubt about it. Dana Comfort, we thank you. All the best. Enjoy.
All right.
Dana Comfort.
My pleasure.
On Westchester Talk Radio, our pleasure too, Dana. I'm John Marino, and this is the Sports Report. We are produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Robeson Oil, the house that service built by Hightower Westchester, managing your wealth to a fiduciary standard by White Plains Hospital, too. Catch all of our Westchester, Rockland, Putnam, and Dutchess, Orange, and Fairfield County Talk Radio programming on our YouTube channel, Shark Creative YouTube. Take us 24/7, 365 with you anywhere and everywhere you go. How do you do that? You download our app. It's called Westchester Talk. And yes, we are now on Apple Podcasts, too.